Welcome to our pre-show, the show before the official show, where we chat about what's coming up and give you a more casual behind-the-scenes look. We'd also like to welcome our replay viewers. Now, today we are going to talk about a lawsuit victory over three executive orders, so we're excited about that. We have two great guests coming up, our Director of Government Employees, Jim Price, and here's the behind-the-scenes look because my little earpiece is coming out, so I'm tucking it back in. We're also going to talk about Labor Day and how you can get union-made items, so we'll give you a list of those. And also, we're hoping one of those union-made items, you could see the list here, see for the grill, all of the beverages that you have, there's so many to choose from, Ballpark Franks, we have Butterball Turkey, Dearborn Brand, Empire Kosher Chicken and Turkey. So this list is available on the AFL-CIO website, and we'll also show it to you at the end of the show as well. And another wonderful product that we're so proud of in our Eastern Territory is Lobster 207, because you can get fresh lobster, live lobster, ocean to table, all union, by ordering it from this website, lobster207.com. That's a direct link to our Maine Lobstering Union. We are so proud of all the lobsterers up there in Maine. And supposedly you can get it within 24 hours. So we'll remind you about that as well. How about lobster for Labor Day? How about that? So our official show is going to start in about 1 minute. And if you have a question, you can write it in the comments on Facebook, or you can hit the reply button on Twitter at any time to comment, even if you're watching the replay, which you can watch at any time during your convenience. So I'll always check the clock. We still have a few seconds before 3 o'clock, but we are going to talk to the Minnesota AFL-CIO today. We are also going to talk to someone from IAM District 10, one of the business reps out there. We'll be talking about retraining and apprenticeships, and especially if you need to retrain before changing jobs or if you're between jobs as well. So it is almost 3 o'clock. So just stand by. We're letting everybody come on and join us and letting all of the social media channels notify all of the viewers. And I'll pull up our program as well. It's 3 o'clock. Let's get started.
Activate your voice.
Fight for your right.
Speak up.
Speak out.
We're union and we're proud.
Go Union.
Welcome to Activate Live, our weekly show highlighting machinist union members across North America. I'm Tanya Hutchins, coming to you live from IAM headquarters in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Taking a quick look at this week in history, Women's Equality Day was this past Sunday. Now, that's the day that we commemorate the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave voting rights to women in the United States. Now, as the United States of Women notes, there are still barriers to voting, such as the lack of same-day voter registration or polling hours that favor traditional work schedules. Voting is a way to activate your voice in your country, your state, your city, and your union. August 28th marked the 55th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Some called it the Great March. It was the idea of A. Philip Randolph and Bayard Rustin. Randolph founded the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, and his legacy lives on today through the A. Philip Randolph Institute, or APRI. Now, we have a national board member on APRI, Jim Price, who will join us later. I am a regular board member. And right now, though, we are going to segue and talk with Jeff Friday to talk about our collective victory fighting three of the president's executive orders that hurt federal employees. The IAM and 17 other unions filed suit and won, and we are lucky enough to have Jeff as one of our guests today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
So tell us a little bit about what the three executive orders were to catch us up and give us some background.
So back right before Memorial Day, May 25th, on a Friday, late in the day, the administration announced three executive orders. One created new rules for how collective bargaining was supposed to be done in the federal sector in terms of banning some subjects for negotiations and creating time limits. A second one dealt with what we call official time in the federal sector, and that's how union folks can do union work during the workday. And it created a lot of bad rules, adverse rules for union representatives. It created limits on the amount of time that could be used, required the government agencies to charge unions for office space, even if they'd bargained into their contract that it was free, prohibited payment of travel expenses for union representatives, prohibited union representatives from getting official time for filing grievances, you know, a very basic thing. And then the third executive order dealt with due process for federal employees, and it made a lot of subjects non-grievable, such as performance appraisals, which are important and for federal workers. Incentive awards actually would prohibit unions from arbitrating the discharge of a federal employee at arbitration. So it was a great number of adverse changes contained in those executive orders.
So when we filed suit, what were we saying in the suit?
So basically the suit said that Congress back in 1978 passed a law that governed federal sector labor relations, and these executive orders were chock full of provisions that violated that law. Basically, that's what we said. And basically, that's what the judge agreed with.
Now, what does this mean now at this stage for federal workers?
Well, it's obviously, it's a great Labor Day present for federal unions and for federal workers. Basically, it means the judge has enjoined all those bad changes I described, and so we are free to go on about our business right now as we were before. We're facing a lot of other challenges from the administration in terms of their attempts to raid federal pensions through budget cuts and to give federal workers either no raise or a very small raise, even though the economy is doing well. And so these changes would have made it very hard for us to continue those battles. So right now, we're able to battle on.
Now, we're expecting an appeal. Is that correct?
Yes, the government has 60 days to appeal. I would be rather surprised if they didn't appeal. So the litigation will likely drag on into the next year. But because we won below in a very broad victory on more or less all counts, we are well positioned to be able to do our business while we continue that fight.
What do you want federal workers to know as they wait for that appeal to happen? Will day-to-day operations remain the same and their rights are protected right now?
Basically, yes. So day-to-day operations will continue. They should, hopefully they're paying attention and realize that federal unions are the only entity out there that's trying to protect their pension and trying to get them a pay raise, and that we are effective, we are doing what we need to do to fight on their behalf, but we need all of their support, and those that are not members of the union need to join, and all of you NEFI and IAM members out there need to go and sign up your coworkers because we need their help.
That's right. Collectively, we can do so much more together with, you know, official dues-paying members.
Absolutely.
Is there anything that you want us to remember, anything else as this moves forward?
Well, it's a great day. You know, celebrate the victory. Know that your unions, NEFI and IAM, are out there battling and winning, and we will have your back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us. We appreciate it. And you too can join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can make a comment on Facebook right now. You can also hit the reply button on Twitter. So tell us, what do you think? Comment now to activate your voice about federal workers' rights and your reaction to this lawsuit victory. And as I said, you can hit the reply button on Twitter as well. Well, earlier this year, we introduced you to the Wisconsin Regional Training Program, which connects people to family-sustaining jobs. The Industrial Manufacturing Technician Apprenticeship Program is a hit. And we have Diane Fechner joining us now with good news about women who are applying to the program. Diane, how are you?
I am great, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us about all these women who are applying for the program, the IMT program.
Well, the IMT program is something that we're very excited about at the District 10 IAM. Due to the fact that we have great support from Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership. And we are excited to just announce that we introduced this to one of our facilities that is unionized in Milwaukee. And we've had 12 women sign up to take advantage of it.
Now, was that pretty unusual to have 12 women?
It is unusual because of the fact that apprenticeship in the past always geared towards the male dominancy, but women are empowered now, thank goodness to the fact that they are unionized and very excited to jump on board and take on a whole different task, something that is totally non-traditional for them. So we're excited.
How important is that we do have support for non-traditional workers?
Well, I think it's always been, you mentioned before about women and voting, and it's always been one of those things that women shy away from. And now I think that we're finally feeling the empowerment and getting people excited to expand into the non-traditional trades.
Now, how does the IMT program work if there is someone out there watching who would like to apply?
I would direct them to contact Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, better known as WRTP. They have the staff that is incredible. They're able to always make things work. A lot of times when we go into runaround feel or the feel that nobody's there to help them. And at Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, they have been extraordinary in making it happen. Instead of putting up roadblocks, they're opening up the doors.
Is there anything else that you would like people to know if they'd like to learn more about this program?
Well, if they are unionized, they can certainly contact one of us business reps. You can always get a hold of District 10. And they seem to know that I'm excited about the program, so I usually get the traffic directed my way. And I can certainly make sure that things happen so that there are no roadblocks, men or women. We're excited about it happening in all walks of life, but this is a giant breakthrough for women in labor.
Diane, before you go, tell us your quick union story about how you got involved with the union.
How I got involved with the union? I worked many years at a factory making pots and pans. To be quite honest with you, I was a little upset with the current leadership at the factory, so I decided that rather than beat them, let's join them. And 39 years later, I am now a proud business rep for the Machinists International.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Diane Fechner.
Thank you, and thank you for giving me the honor to be part of your program and to really promote women in labor.
So a shout out to IAM District 10. And for more information, you can always visit the website that we just showed you a few moments ago. It's www.wrtp.com. wrtp.org. And there's the website right there, WRTP. Big step for more information. If you are in Wisconsin, you'll find all the information you need on programs in each part of the state, along with phone numbers to call. The Wisconsin Regional Training Program is also on Facebook and Twitter. So we have people who have commented already. Thank you so much for everyone who have joined us so far. Hunter Scott is saying hi from Local Lodge 66. Tony Worth, Zita Hildebrandt, Kelly Easy Street saying congratulations, Neffy from TCU IAM Lodge 6762. So thank you as well. And we will keep checking the comments. Ramon Garcia in our Southern Territory has joined us, as well as Robert Foster and Kylie Hernandez. And we also put information about the show. If you need more resources, we will put those in the Facebook comments as well. So thank you, Kelly Easy Street, for commenting. You can always join the conversation. Let us know what you think about the industrial maintenance technician position by commenting on this video. And we'd like to hear from you at home, even during the replay. Well, we now are going to take you from Wisconsin to Minnesota, where the Machinists Union and the Minnesota AFL-CIO are working together to turn a negative into a positive when it comes to retraining workers who face layoffs. Todd Dahlstrom is joining us now from Minnesota. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Yeah, I'm happy to.
Now, tell us a little bit about your program in Minnesota, because it's related somewhat to training, just like the one that we just discussed in Wisconsin. But what have you been doing in Minnesota when it comes to our members who are facing layoffs?
Yeah, really. So, like, we're partners with Wisconsin. Obviously, they're right across the border. We were up in the St. Cloud area, which is out of the greater, it's in greater Minnesota, so outside the Twin Cities, working with another employer, and we started talking with our college partner about Electrolux, and there was 800 workers there that were going to be laid off by the end of 2019, and we thought, you know, hey, could we get in there? Could we upskill as many of the frontline workers as we possibly could to really set them up for that next step in their career? I come out of a paper mill. I was there 11 years, and a very similar thing happened to me. And I walked out with no certifications, no journey person card. And this particular incident really hit home for me, because if I would have had those things when this happened to me many years ago, it really could have set me up in a better position than I was at the time. So it was like, how do I take this, just my own personal story, and then how do we tell that story to folks at Electrolux and really try to upskill those workers so they really got a leg up once the plant closes?
Now, I know you've been working with our Midwest territory and the business reps on the ground. Tell us, how important is that, though, to make sure that the retraining happens now and not wait until someone is already laid off?
Yeah, and this is really unique about our program, is there's a lot of resources and dollars out there that will kick in once the plant closes or once folks are laid off. Our program is unique because people can take advantage of it right now. So we've got classes are going to start September 10th, so coming up here in just about 2 weeks. We've got 57 folks signed up to go into the program. The classes will be taught with a live instructor right there across the street in the training facility, so folks will get off shift or before their shift and they'll go right to the class. So this is really a great opportunity while folks are still working to take advantage of these classes and get these certifications and journey person card and still once they're laid off, still take advantage of those other resources. So it's kind of like, you know, having a menu. You don't have to pick one thing. You can actually have it all.
Can you tell us a little bit about which classes are available and which certifications are available?
Yeah, so they'll get a safety class, which is the one we do, the first one. It's a great, you know, obviously safety is one of the most important things, but it's also something that folks can put to work into practice right away. And it's a great class for folks who haven't been in school in many, many years or maybe have never gone to college. It's a great course to start with. There's mechanical math, which is, if you haven't been in school like me in a long time, you know, a refresher is really important, so getting that. There's blueprint reading. There's OSHA 10. And those are some of the classes that that folks will take and get certifications. So they'll get 7 certifications and then a journey person card on top of that. And then they'll get 16 college credits So if they wanted to go on with those, once they graduated, if they want to go on to add on to that degree, they'd have the ability to do that too. With those other resources will kick in once the layoff starts.
I want to say I want to thank you as a woman so much for saying journey person and not journeyman.
Oh, of course. I mean, this is we want everyone.
Exactly. Our language slowly changes with society, so I just wanted to give you props for that. Before we go, is there anything else that you'd like to mention if people would like more information?
I just think that obviously we don't want to see layoffs. We want to prevent those at any time. But if someone they see a layoff on the horizon, and if we have enough time, this is something we can offer just about anywhere in the country. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to upskill union members. And I think it's another way for the union to bring something to the membership and say, hey, like, this is a horrible situation, but here's something else that we can do along with the other things that we're doing.
So, and you're not only speaking with our Midwest territory, but you're also dealing with our safety and health department and apprenticeship department as well. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much, Todd Dahlstrom from the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
To my brother Hunter Scott, who I know is on the line out there watching us. So, hey, Hunter, hope things are going well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And if you would like more information, you can connect with the Minnesota AFL-CIO on Facebook and Twitter. Same thing goes for the IAM's Midwest Territory. Just look for them on Facebook as well by searching IAM Midwest Territory. Now, there are lots of benefits of being a union member, and we try to point them out to you during each show. Today, we're focusing on mortgages. So if you're thinking about buying a house or condo or even want to refinance, please pay attention to our next guest, who is James Barber from Union Plus Mortgage. Thanks for being here, Jay.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
No problem. Tell us who is eligible to get in touch with you if they're thinking about buying a new home.
Yeah, any union member is eligible, or union member or families of union members, they're all eligible. And we are getting approved across the country. At the moment, we're approved basically up and down the East Coast, over to Chicago, over to Illinois, through all those states. And then on the West Coast, we're also approved in all those states.
Excellent. And we hope more states come
online. More states are coming on the way. There's a long regulatory process to get approval in all these places.
So what should a person do if they know, okay, in 2019, I'd like to buy a new home? Where do they start?
Sure. The best place to start is probably our website, which is unionplusmortgage.com, or you can just call and talk with a loan officer. It's 855-864-6653.
Say that one more time.
Well, I'm going to say it a different way, 855-UNION-53. That's the other way. And the one thing that we have that's great is we have unionized loan officers. We're in the process of getting them unionized, and they all have lots of experience, and they're very, very helpful to you. Whether you get a mortgage through us or not, we can provide great information.
Excellent. Okay, so you can call, you can go to the website, and I'm assuming because there are discounts involved, but there are competitive rates as well.
The rates are competitive and there are discounts involved, but the really special thing we have is something that was set up actually 25 years ago at Union Plus and the AFL-CIO. Basically, there's a trust fund that's been created, and when you get a mortgage through us, you have access to this trust fund. And what it does is, if somebody is laid off or if they have a reduction in income, we have a methodology that will help you pay your mortgage for up to 6 months. Over the years, $11 million have been paid out from that trust fund. So it's a very powerful benefit, and really most people are not aware of it.
That is amazing, because so many people have lost their homes
right. Because
they've been laid off from a job right. Or due to an injury.
AT&T strike summer before last, or the Verizon strike summer before last, we had lots of people who were able to access the funds and didn't have problems because of it.
Well, kudos to Union Plus Mortgage for that, because that will change a lot of lives.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the mortgages?
Well, the other neat thing that we have is the loan officers are familiar with union employee. And the best example is our very first customer was a sailor in Florida, and he was rejected from a loan. For a loan. But fortunately, he came to us, and we were able to verify his employment, not through all his various employers, 1 month here, 1 month there, but through his union, where we were able to provide the underwriter with a consistency of employment, and we got him approved in 2 weeks. So the very first story was a very positive one.
That is an excellent one that I can relate to, because I've been freelance in the past where, you know, some people are self-employed, some people are freelance, but they just have more than one employer, you know, several employers, but they may not consider themselves self-employed. So you're really hitting each area.
We're trying to help if we can.
That is excellent. Well, thank you so much. I'm hoping that people will take advantage of this. And we have people that are watching. Let me check the comments really quickly. You know, it's hard to talk and check a computer at the same time, but I'm doing it. So this is wonderful that it is available. I'm sure lots of people would apply, and I think that they should check your website before they check anywhere else if they're a union
member. Our website is the best place to start, and we've had several IAM members already apply and get mortgages with us.
Where are you based, and can people come in person?
We are a call center model. So we are based outside of Philadelphia in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So really the only way to see us is on the internet or on the phone.
Okay. Thanks so much for being here, James. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So you too can join the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. You can make a comment on Facebook. Tell us if you've thought about buying a new home and if you're interested in getting a discount or a competitive rate and you'd like to keep it all in the family, in the union family. On Twitter, just hit the reply button and you can talk to us there as well. There's a live chat feature on YouTube, and you can talk to us there as well. So here, for more information, go to Union Plus Mortgage Company. You can search them on Facebook, and then we have the website listed there. Just go to unionplus.org, and you'll see the link there for mortgages. So just click on there, and you can read all about the information on who's eligible, how to apply. If you're a union member, you're pretty much eligible to apply. So go ahead there and spread the word to your family as well, because family members are there as well. Now, if you're joining us just now, you just joined us, at the top of the show, we talked a little bit about how we've had a lawsuit victory because the Machinist Union and 17 other unions filed suit against the current administration about three executive orders that went out hurting basically federal workers. And we have IAM federal workers, we have NEFI IAM federal workers from the National Federation of Federal Employees. So we have the director of the Government Employees Department here from IAM, Jim Price, joining us, and I just want to give him the opportunity to talk to our federal workers that we represent, to let them know what's going on, how we're fighting for them, and what to expect.
Well, it's great to be back on the show again, and I can tell you that basically Jeff did a very good job of explaining what this win was all about. One of the things I guess I'd like to talk specifically to our federal workers, and that would be IAM, NEFI, IAM, we're all a big family anyway, is that Jeff was right. We need to get out. We need to organize. This attack on federal workers was just the beginning. The judge basically made it very clear that this was statutory law, which basically the executive orders were trying to change, and the only way that's going to change is if Congress engages in making changes to the law. We have to basically get our membership up. We got to get our membership involved. We got to get our membership motivated to take on these fights that are coming up in the near future, because this is not over yet. This is just the beginning. Jeff mentioned the fact that there's a possibility of an appeal. We don't know. They have 60 days. This is a big win. It's always nice to celebrate the wins, but it's always better to be prepared for what comes next.
This gives us a lot to think about for Labor Day, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I tell you what, people don't understand the real meaning of Labor Day. This has been a good year so far. If you stop and look at the way that labor's been engaged, the EOs that we won, you know, the lawsuit on the EOs we won. My home state of Missouri beat back right to work for the second time in 40 years.
That's right.
Every day there's something more that's going on in this world that attack working people. But the IAM, NEFI IAM, the IAM family in general is going to take it on, and we're going to take it on hard.
Well, I think that people this Labor Day will remember that it's not just barbecues and parades.
That's exactly
we have to
right.
think about our freedoms and the rights that we have to fight for, because we're not just given freedoms. We really have to continue to fight for them.
It's a little cliche, but we are standing on the shoulders of giants. There are people that bled in the streets for all the rights and the privileges that we've received.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by, Jim. We do appreciate it. We know you're busy.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got tied up in a meeting.
That's okay. No, it's okay. We still got you in, so
all
thank
right.
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We would like to give a big shout out to IAM Local 1726 in Boston, or Boston as they say up there, for supporting a backpack to school drive for the residents at East Boston Crossroads Family Shelter. You see a picture right there, which came from Facebook. The local also plans to have a winter coat and holiday gift drive later this year. So big shout out to Local 1726. We are so proud of them. Keep up the good work. If your local or district has a holiday drive planned, let us know beforehand. You can even comment right on this video right now, and we will save the information. Remember to take photos, as that local did. We stay in contact with all of our territorial communications representatives to make sure that we highlight what's going on in each of our six territories. So kudos out there to that local. Now, if you are interested in taking a class at the Wimpasinger Education and Technology Center in Hollywood, Maryland, listen up, because registrations are now due for these courses: EAP 1, which is the Employee Assistance Program 1, Veteran Services Program, the Advanced Women's Program, and Intermediate Web Development. All of this information can be found on the website. If you go to wimpasinger.iamaw.org, that's win, and then pisinger.iamaw.org. So get those registrations in. Here's our special events calendar. The IAM Aerospace Conference is coming up September 10th to the 14th in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll host our show from there in less than 2 weeks. The Young Workers Strategy Program takes place September 23rd to 28th. It's a great program for young machinists who we consider under 40. The Midwest Territory Staff Conference is September 24th to the 28th in New Orleans, or New Orleans, as some of them say. And save the date for the Guide Dogs of America Las Vegas Wimpasinger Weekend, November 15th to the 17th. So that's November 15th to the 17th. It's the GDA's largest fundraiser and includes a golf tournament, sporting clay event, and Hogs for Dogs motorcycle ride. Guide Dogs of America is the IAM's favorite charity, raising money to provide service dogs to blind and visually impaired men and women across North America. So those are our events. We'll try to keep you updated at the end of every show. We want to wish everyone a happy Labor Day. Thank you for your hard work on the shop floor and in our union. And thank you for going to union meetings, for giving back to the community, and for activating your voices when it comes to workers' rights. We hope that you will buy union-made products as you plan your barbecue or cookout. Here's a list of them for the grill and different beverages that you can buy. Look at that, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, and Pepsi, all union. Ballpark Franks as well. And you can even buy union lobster from our main lobstering union. It's all union, ocean to table. Just go to lobster207.com. That's www.lobster207.com to order, and you'll receive your live lobster within 24 hours. Well, that is it for this episode of Activate Live. Join us next week, same time, same place. And you can always watch the replay at your convenience if you're not home at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Thanks so much.